I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Some folks were surprised about the contract that you signed, I guess, just because of the nature of this season last year. I mean, were you, you know, when they came to you and were aggressive about bringing you back, I mean, sort of, what was your
quick question? When you said like, I'm confused. I don't know if that's a bad thing or a good thing.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I guess it's... I know the Twitter perception, not my perception, Twitter perception was that was a lot of money to spend for a guy that hadn't played maybe at a super high level, I guess, in your opinion.
Well, I mean,
it's the same.
No, trust me. I really don't care what guys on Twitter have to really say. if Mike T and Coach, everyone upstairs think I was worth that much, that's what's really what matters to me. I could care less what anyone on Twitter, on Instagram, anyone says about me, truly.
How excited were you to have that opportunity for that contract, to have three more years and to kind of keep growing with this team?
I think obviously the goal is to play with one team for every year you're in the league, whether that's playing for 7 years or playing for 10, 20, or however many years you play. I think just knowing what to expect with the coaches, with the players, the team, I think that's what meant the most to me.
How do you evaluate your season last year?
I mean, I think every year the goal is just to always change something and try to improve on at least one thing. So I think I played a little bit better than I played the year before, but I still have a lot of work I still have to do to improve.
Is it sort of strange? I mean, a year ago it looked like, you know, you were going to be on the left and Zach was going to be on the right and everything, and then, you know, he tweaks something during camp and, you know, never really gets on the field and he's gone and you're in that spot and you're locked in for a while. Is it just sort of the nature of the league?
Yeah, as well. So honestly, you obviously don't really wish any type of bad thing on your teammates or like someone I've known him for a bunch of years, but like you always never really know how things play out, whether it's in the league or in life. You always don't know how things are going to play out. So I just kind of had my mind focused on playing left. But when I talked to coach and they thought it was best for me to move back over to right and have them play left, I mean, I did what was best for me and also best for the team.
I mean, there's been a lot of turnover on the line the last couple of years. I mean, I was talking to Kevin the other day, and it's only his third year. He's sort of one of the more experienced guys in terms of being in this room.
It's different. It's different for sure. Having Pounce, Al, Gil, Ramon, and Alden, and Dave all playing together for 7, 8, 9, 10 years. So I think that's kind of the plan now for us, whoever the five or guys are going to be to kind of play together for the next 3, 4, 5 years. So I think that's kind of the new plan for us.
Chips, what did you learn from them that you guys need to do as you grow together?
I think it honestly, to me, what I saw most is how much they actually care about each other. Like, obviously, playing on the field as one is a goal, whether it's with us or with any team at all. But going out to go eat or going out to go do this, or they'll just go to someone's house and hanging out and just seeing how close everyone was. So I think that's kind of their plan with us. We're trying to do different things.
Who's in charge of
everyone that's in right now? There's in no big dog in the room kind of deal. So everyone is trying to just be close.
How's it been working with James?
I like it. I mean, I've been spoiled the past couple years. I've been here to be with Dave playing next to Dart and Trey. So, like, I've been spoiled. But now having James on my side, I can't wait to see how that looks.
Have he and Mason fit in pretty quickly with
yes,
you guys?
Yes, easily.
How's this line going to look? What are you guys going to do differently? New coach, new stuff?
Right now, obviously, everything looks good, but we haven't gone against our defense yet or anyone yet. So, obviously, everyone is looking nice and great now, but we'll see how things look eventually.
James is telling us that you guys are going to be more aggressive. Like, you're correct. Taking it. How much of a change is that, and where do you think that will benefit you guys?
I think it's gonna be a change just because like it makes more sense to kind of be more aggressive, because if you eventually get pushed back, you might get pushed back one or 2 yards, but if you kind of already go back and then you get pushed back, it's gonna be 3, 4, 5 yards. So I think it's gonna be a huge change for us.
it was just a couple of years ago, you were like the young guy.
Yeah.
And now you're the old guy, but you're the longest tenured guy.
It's crazy. Time flies for sure. Time is flying by.
Do you feel an obligation to act differently, to be like the veteran guy now?
No, honestly, no. I think every day, like I said, the goal is to come in here every day and kind of improve on. If it's one thing you kind of want to focus on getting better at, whether it's 1 year or like one day, so that's kind of how I look at things.
Kevin was telling me that James has kind of stepped more into a leadership role and trying to help guys.
Right.
Have you seen that for him? Do you feel like he's the leader, or do you feel like that might be you?
No, honestly, to me, I get kind of lead by example. I'm not really the one to go out there and yell or scream. So if it's for James, I think James is more the guy to kind of do that kind of thing. I just kind of try and help myself and also like the guys who might be playing in my spot next year or in 3 years from now. So that's kind of how I look at things.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.